Okay, let's go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Bethel City Council to order. It's November 10th, 2020. It's 6:32 PM. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. City Clerk Stickler, could you please conduct the roll call?
Councilmember Leary? Councilmember Leary?
There you go.
President, sorry, double mute got me.
No, that's okay. Councilmember Henderson?
Present.
Thank you. Councilmember Barr?
Turn my music.
Councilmember Barr?
Where are you?
I can hear him.
You can hear him, but we can't hear him? Is that what you mean?
He said he's turning his music off.
I can hear him as well.
I wonder why we're not able to hear him. Councilmember Springer is here.
I'm here.
Thank you.
I have no idea where my other stuff went.
Excuse me, Larry. It sounds like he logged on and then walked away from his computer. It's like he's talking in the background.
Okay, thank you. Vice Mayor Hansen?
Here.
Thank you. I'm going to try Councilmember Barr one last time. And finally, Mayor DeWitt.
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a quorum. That brings us to people to be heard. For everyone who's listening or is here to speak under people to be heard, each person who is here and signed up will have 5 minutes to speak. We did not hear from anyone when our city clerk asked if anyone wanted to speak, but it appears we might have a couple people who want to. Is anyone on the meeting who would like to speak now under people to be heard?
Hi, Mayor DeWitt. This is Dr. Ellen Hodges. I would like to speak, please.
Okay, please state and spell your name for the record, and then you have 5 minutes.
Ellen Hodges, ELLENHODGES. Thank you very much, members of the council and Mayor DeWitt. I wanted to thank the city very much for their support for our mass testing exercise, which occurred this past Saturday, and ONC as well for being co-sponsors of this event. It was, I consider, to be a great success. We were able to test over 650 people, which is about 10% of our population, which was vastly exceeded the goal that I had set for ourselves. So I just wanted to express my sincere gratitude for the help and assistance from the City of Bethel folks for the raffles and the masks and the hand sanitizer that people donated and gave away. And then for the volunteers that were organized by the City of Bethel to come and help. It was very instrumental in making that event a big success. And I just wanted to say a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who helped organize that and contribute to that. And to those citizens in Bethel who came and got tested, it was heartwarming to see how much our community cares about this pandemic and trying to get it under control. And just a reminder to everyone that we are still in the exponential growth phase of our outbreak. So keeping your face covers on and keeping your social circles small and washing your hands frequently is still very solid advice. So that's it. Thank you all very much.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hodges. Is there anyone else who would like to speak under people to be heard?
Now, hi, this is Emily Neenan. I'm calling in from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Great. Could you go ahead and state your name and spell it for the record?
Thank you. My name is Emily Neenan, and my last name is spelled N as in Nancy, E-N-O-N, and I'm with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. I'm the Alaska Government Relations Director.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thanks. I am calling in just to check in with you all and say thank you for your consideration of the sugary drink tax that you guys have been discussing. You've heard from the American Heart Association. You may be surprised to hear from a representative of the American Cancer Society. So I just wanted to bring to your attention that excess weight and diet and physical activity are actually a major contributing factor to cancer. Cancer is the leading cause of death in our state, and 1/3 of all cancer deaths are related to diet, physical activity, and excess weight. Sugary drink taxes or sugar sweetened beverage taxes are one of the ways that we have to combat that issue. Why would we tax sugary drinks? Well, because that's where the sugar is. That's where the excess sugar that we consume actually is. And so those calories without coming with any nutritional value are what we're looking at. When we look at use patterns around the state, we see here in our state for younger kids, it's not always typically you think of your sodas, but there's a lot of hidden sugars in other kinds of drinks that we're seeing. Then that's what a lot of younger kids are consuming. The sugary drink tax is a way to help when that price goes up, consumption responds, and it's also a great education tool for people to understand where those hidden sugars actually are occurring. In addition to that, there's an opportunity to use some of that revenue to help with public health measures, whether that be education, recreation, any number of things that can go along with that. And I will tell you that when revenues from a tax like this are applied to some kind of public health benefit, the public health support for that, the public support for that does increase. I'd be happy to continue to provide information to you all as you consider this, the proposal, and make whatever changes. I'm excited about Bethel taking this step because of Bethel has a history of being a leader in public health measures like this, with being the first place in Alaska to pass a smoke-free workplace law. Now 22 years ago, it took the state 20 years to catch up before we passed the statewide law, and have had an opportunity over the years to visit you all out in Bethel and appreciate the care and concern you have for your community. I also have to recognize, as a fellow Alaskan, the tremendous pressure that you're under in the COVID pandemic right now in your region, and wish you all the best with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. Okay, that brings us on to the next item of business. Well, let me go back actually and make sure that there's nobody else who wants to speak under people to be heard. Is there anyone else who wants to speak under people to be heard? Okay, again, back to the next item of business, which is approval of the consent and regular agenda. And just to remind everyone who's listening, the packet material for tonight's meeting is available at the City of Bethel's website. That website is cityofbethel.org. Is there a motion to approve the consent and regular agenda?
So moved.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Is there a second?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Was that a second, Council Member Springer?
Okay, I'll second it, yes.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. I wanted just to check one last time to see if Councilmember Barr can hear us.
Now I believe he has joined the meeting. I just want to confirm that. Councilmember Barr, can you hear us?
I can. I can hear you now. Thanks.
Great. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the table to approve the consent and regular agenda. Are there any council members that would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? Any members wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Okay, hearing no items that are being removed, that brings us to the motion on the table. All those in favor of approving the agenda and the consent agenda, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. All right, we have an agenda. The minutes were approved as part of the consent agenda this evening. That was item 6.1. That brings us on to item number 7, reports of standing committees. This is the portion of our meeting where we report out on the committees that members of council serve on. And just to remind the public, there are a number of vacancies on the committees and commissions. And if you are interested in serving on a committee or commission, please contact the city clerk's office if you'd like to get involved. And City Clerk Strickler, could you tell folks how they could reach you?
Sure, yes. You could email us at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net. We also have applications online submission available on the City of Bethel's website under applications and forms. Thank you.
All right. And I believe every or nearly every committee and commission has a vacancy at this time. That brings us to our first report, which is the Port Commission with Councilmember Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. I have a feeling the Port Commission hasn't met since I have been on the Port Commission. I haven't heard any, haven't got any agendas, so as soon as I do get to a meeting, I will report to the council.
Okay, thank you, Council Member Springer. Then next is Planning Commission with Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yeah, we actually haven't met since our last city council meeting. The next one is scheduled for this Thursday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m. But looking at the agenda, there is no new business. So I think planning department's probably pretty busy with trying to get some of these subdivisions signed off before winter. I know that in Ted's report, he talked about how the ONC subdivision just needed some gravel and then those roads would be done, according to the road inspector. And I saw they had put together a list of 55 abandoned cars that they're in the process of removing from areas around town, and also identifying some of those light properties around town to take measures to either take down, have fixed up, etc. So that's all I have for now. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Vice Mayor Hansen. And that brings us to the Community Action Grant Technical Review Board with Council Member Barr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So it looks like we have a meeting scheduled for November the 17th at 7 p.m. virtually. That's being chaired by John Sargent, who is our administrative representative. And then we'll have another meeting on November the 30th at 7 p.m. And both of these meeting dates are on our master calendar, which can be found at the City of Bethel's website. We'll be reviewing two quarters worth of applications. We haven't met since March. John Sargent, as a city representatives, we're working in the finance department, which was pretty busy during that period of time, so we haven't had a meeting for a while, and I apologize for that. But we've received only one application in quarter three, and the fourth quarter deadline to apply for the Community Action Grant is November the 13th, so that's just a couple days from now. If you are interested in applying for a Community Action Grant, please do so before November or on November 13th. And that is it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Barr. The next committee is the Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health, and Safety Center Committee. That is the committee that I serve on. We met last night. We had a quorum. We discussed a few things. One was the sugary beverage excise tax, which we heard about a little bit under people to be heard this evening. Another item was looking at some ways that the parks, that both parks and recreation might get some, might have more dedicated attention to them. And we're really fortunate that Interim City Manager Pete Williams attended our meeting and was able to discuss some of those items with us on our agenda. We talked a little bit about the improvements pending at Pinkies Park and some of our other parks. And what else? Some of the repairs that are happening at the YK Fitness Center. Those were some highlights from our meeting last night. And again, I want to thank Interim Manager Williams for attending that meeting last night. That brings us to Finance Committee. We won't have a Finance Committee report as that was former Council Member Franco's committee, and we do not have a council member assigned yet to that committee. And that brings us down to Public Works Committee with Council Member Leary.
Thank you. I don't have any new updates as our last meeting, we didn't have a quorum. I was unable to attend, and I think one other person was also otherwise engaged. So our next meeting is next Wednesday, the 18th, 5:30 p.m. And I don't think we have any new items on the agenda. We'll be looking at and hopefully having a discussion about a code enforcer again, and just kind of following up on some hauled utility issues. Following up on water, sewer, utility, financial issues. Oh, and then we do have one item of new business, salvage operations at the landfill. If anyone would like to participate, it's at 5:30 p.m. on the 18th. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Leary. And our final commission, Public Safety and Transportation Commission, Council Member Henderson.
Thank you, Mayor. I did have the privilege of sitting in on my first meeting. It was very interesting. The chairman was gone and another member was gone. And the gal, the vice chair, was too nervous to run the meeting. So recorder McGowan ran the meeting, and she's a very fast talker, gotta love her. So our meeting lasted exactly 33 minutes. It was very quick. We did have discussion with the police department and the fire department on some training that they're looking into attending, that they were interested in attending. It was suggested that be tabled currently due to funding. And so I have not seen anything else on that. I know that a request was sent in by Recorder McGowan for some training that it had no cost at all. I'm not sure where that's at. That was typed up and processed before I joined the committee. And it was time to select a new chairman. And so we did, and promised to help that person with the Robert's Rules of Orders and assist in keeping everything in line. We do have vacancies now. And so I'm really encouraging everybody to apply to be on that commission with me. That's all I have.
Thank you, Council Member Henderson. That brings us to item 8 on our agenda, which is special order of business. We do have a special order of business tonight, item 8.1, which is the appointment of a qualified individual to fill City Council vacancy, term ending October 2021. Back on October 13th, the Bethel City Council adopted Action Memorandum 2051, accepting Councilmember Franco's resignation from the Bethel City Council, which was effective on October 31st. In addition to the acceptance of that resignation, that action memorandum directed the City Council, the City Clerk's Office, to post the notice of vacancy with an opportunity for those interested in filing for the vacant seat to submit a letter of interest to the Clerk's Office by 4 p.m. on November 4th. Following that deadline, the City Clerk's Office received a letter of interest from Conrad McCormick that is included in the packet material. It's located on page 15. The City Clerk's Office was able to confirm Conrad, I think we know Conrad around town as CJ, his eligibility to sit on council. So that brings us to item 8.1.1. opening statement from the candidate, and I would like to invite Conrad CJ McCormick to provide an introduction or opening statement to City Council. Mr. McCormick.
Thank you very much, Mayor DeWitt. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you.
Excellent. So with that, I won't waste too much of anyone's time this evening. I haven't much to say for my opening statement other than I would be remiss if I didn't express gratitude for the individuals who supported my candidacy and with that provided me with the support I felt I needed to go forth with this and with giving this a shot. I want to thank CC Franco firstly for her service as a council member, but also for being a great resource for me and answering any questions that I had. I also wanted to thank Victoria Sosa for helping me make signs and put them up around town. And also when I stood out on the Watson's Corner to campaign there a little bit, Tess Gwynn was kind enough to give me a reflective jacket when I was standing there. And then also without further ado, just everyone in the city of Bethel who honked at me, who wrote in my name and all of that, and everybody who waved at me and all that stuff. I just wanted to express gratitude to them as well. I really don't have much to say other than that. And I look forward to answering any questions that the council may have. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that. And that's an excellent segue into item 8.1.2, which is questions from council members. And as provided for in the action memorandum that authorizes this consideration, are there any council members wishing to ask this candidate questions before we consider a vote on this appointment? Keeping in mind, council members are limited to two questions each. Any questions for the candidate?
Mayor?
Councilmember Springer.
Yeah, thanks. So, CJ, one of the hot button items that the council has on its plate, and it's probably going to get hotter, is the issue of the sugared beverage tax. And so, I was just wondering. Kind of a two-part question. Do you the first part is, would you view that as a revenue generator, more a revenue generator, or more a public health measure? And if you'd care to say, you know, if you decided where you stand on that, I'd be, I think a lot of people would be interested to hear that.
Sure, I'd be happy to answer that. I think ultimately that would have to be something that would be more of a public health measure. And with that, I believe I would support that. I hope that answers your question.
Councilmember Springer, any follow-up questions?
Certainly does. No, thank you very much.
Okay. Any other council members with questions for the candidate?
This is Councilmember Leary. I have a question.
Councilmember Leary.
Thank you. Good evening, Conrad. Here we are again, just after the election, looking to hire a city manager to lead our local government. Could you name a couple of qualities that you would be looking for in our next city manager?
I think one of the biggest qualities would just be an individual who is committed to staying in Bethel. I know the ideal situation is always to have someone from Bethel, but obviously as the search has gone on, that doesn't really seem to always be possible, but to someone who's committed to being here, somebody who can be around all the time, certainly as well, would be something. And then also a good communicator, somebody who is willing to meet with every council member and kind of be transparent with what's going on. And I think also someone who's who's willing to listen to what we expect from them. But that's not to say that I don't want to give them leeway with that.
Councilmember Leary, do you have any additional questions?
I think I'll let the rest of the group give it a go. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any more questions from council members for the candidate?
Ms. Mayor?
Yes, Councilmember Barr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. CJ, thank you for showing interest in applying for the vacant position for the City Council. I appreciate your enthusiasm. My question is, we seem to have a huge problem with trying to keep drivers over at our Public Works Department delivering water and doing the water and sewer runs. Do you have any ideas as to how maybe we can attract more people to apply for those jobs?
I certainly, as I've stated before, I certainly would like to look into potentially maybe paying some of those drivers a bit more, and then also evaluating what sort of benefits we could extend to those drivers to make that a position more enticing.
Councilmember Barr, do you have an additional question?
No, I don't. Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
Do any other council members have any questions for the candidate?
This is Vice Mayor Hansen. I have a quick question.
Yes, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi, yeah. So CJ, my question would be, how would you describe your leadership style and how do you see yourself fitting in with the current council right now and what role you would play?
As it comes to leadership style, I think I would certainly say that I'm someone who likes to evaluate every position on things. I don't really have one set of you know, standards that I approach every issue with. And I think also I would be super young in this position, obviously. And with that, I think there's a responsibility that I have to really listen to everybody and to really listen to those who have a lot more experience than me. But with that, I really feel being much younger than a lot of people currently on council, that kind of gives me a perspective of Bethel that maybe isn't always present. You know, one example that I've been thinking of a lot recently is, you know, with the liquor, a lot of the liquor debate that's gone on before. You know, I have the perspective of growing up in Bethel and sort of seeing the repercussions of the choices that council has made before. And so while I'm willing to listen to the experience of others, I think I can also balance that with, you know, my own experiences growing up here more recently than a lot of other people on council. So I hope that answers your question.
Vice Mayor Hansen, do you have an additional question for the candidate?
I'm good, thank you.
Any additional questions from council members for our candidate this evening?
I do. This is Henderson.
Councilmember Henderson.
CJ, if you would have said, "I'm so young," one more time, I would have started to take offense, thinking you were calling us old. I'm just kidding. I am excited that you ambitiously pursued this vacant seat. I just want to know if you are ready for the work that's in front of you.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be ageist or anything like that. I'm just trying to advertise my own perspective that I bring to this. As I've stated,
I was only teasing.
Okay, yeah, and I'm gonna give it right back. So yeah, so as it's been stated in my letter of intent, you know, I run a business right now. I I also work for YKHC, which is really rigorous. You know, I'm new to the workforce. I'm kind of fresh out of college, but I can guarantee you work ethic, especially as it relates to public service, is not something that I would shy away from whatsoever.
Councilmember Henderson, did you have an additional question?
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay, does any other council member have a question for the candidate this evening?
This is Councilmember Leary. Can I ask one final question
for me? Absolutely, Councilmember Leary.
CJ, do you have any ideas? I'm sure you've already been thinking about this. Any ideas for expanding what the city of Bethel can do within our power to decrease the rate of transmission with COVID-19 happening, at least within Bethel, that's under our under our control?
Yeah, you know, I know there's been a lot of restrictions and things like that, but I think perhaps maybe looking at providing some of our community partners with resources to like give out masks and things like that. But I also think there's more to explore in the avenue of limiting small gatherings and stuff like that. But I will say that a lot of the choices that have been made have been encouraging, but I still think there's more to evaluate and things of that sort. So kind of on the spot, can't really give you the best answer, but yeah, that's really what I would just say. Just kind of that, I guess right now the biggest thing is just evaluating large gatherings, aside from, you know, like I said just now, giving masks to organizations and such.
Thank you.
Do any other council members have any additional questions for the candidate this evening? Hearing no more questions, that brings us to item 8.1.3 of the agenda, nomination of qualified individuals. And in accordance with Bethel Municipal Code 2.04.105, I would ask that someone make a motion to nominate a qualified candidate to fill this vacant seat for a term expiring October 2021.
Madam Mayor, I nominate CJ McCormick for the open seat on the Bethel City Council.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I didn't catch who that was. Did you catch who that was?
Sorry.
Is that Councilmember Barr?
Yeah, it's me, Madam Mayor.
All right, thank you. We have a motion on the table, and that is to nominate Conrad McCormick to fill the vacant city council seat. And at this point, I'm going to turn to our city clerk to prepare under item 8.1.4, the council members for the vote on this appointment of this vacant seat. City Clerk Strickler, could you please explain to the members how this next part of the process will work? Separate vote. Oh, the nomination needs to be a separate vote. Oh, my apologies. So back to item 8.1.3 nomination. I apologize. I didn't really realize we needed to vote on the actual nomination. So we have a motion on the table by Councilmember Springer. We have a second by Councilmember Barr. All those in favor of this nomination, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. All right, we have a nomination on the table. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I move unanimous consent that C.J. McCormick is elected to appointed to the vacant seat on the Bethel City Council.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. And is there a second?
So moved. This is Perry.
Through the process?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So on the item of filling the council member vacant seat, we are going to have to follow a specific process to fill this particular seat. So I'm going to let the city clerk talk about that process and outline that for us this evening.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt, and thank you, Councilmember Springer, for trying to expedite this process. The code is clear, though, that we do have to initiate a ballot procedure for this filling of the vacant seat. So as we did with the appointment of mayor and vice mayor on the city council, I will ask for each of the council members to send me a text of their selected candidate. I will then read each vote out loud and with the associated council member. So again, this is a public vote. Please send me your text selection. Thank you. And for those listening right now, council members are sending texts to the city clerk with their choice. And when the clerk is ready, she will read the votes of each member publicly, announcing the vote. Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. So the vote is as follows. Councilmember Henderson confirmed CJ McCormick. Councilmember Springer confirmed CJ McCormick. Vice Mayor Hansen confirmed CJ McCormick. Mayor DeWitt confirmed CJ McCormick. Councilmember Leary confirmed CJ McCormick, and Councilmember Barr confirmed CJ McCormick. We have a 6 vote in favor of the appointment of CJ McCormick to City Council.
Okay, thank you, City Clerk Strickler, and welcome CJ McCormick. And City Clerk Strickler, is this the point where you do the swearing in?
It is, yes, thank you.
Okay.
So Councilmember Conrad McCormick, if you could, we're going to go ahead and initiate your oath of office now, and we will get the oath signed at an alternative date. But if you could repeat after me. I, Conrad J. McCormick.
I, Conrad J. McCormick.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially
discharge my duties and obligations.
Discharge my duties and obligations
as a member of the Bethel City Council.
As a member of the Bethel City Council.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this brings us to item 8.2 on the agenda, which is the appointment of the council representative to a committee or commission. And I would like to congratulate you, CJ, on your appointment to council. And this next item is appointment of council member McCormick to the finance committee. And so I would ask for a motion to confirm my appointment of Councilmember McCormick to the Finance Committee. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Is there a second?
Henderson, I'll second.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. Any discussion on this item? Hearing none. All those in favor of appointing Councilmember McCormick to the Finance Committee, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any signs of opposition, please vote by saying nay. Okay, Councilmember McCormick, you have been appointed to the Finance Committee, and you can consult with the City Clerk's office about their schedule and all the information, getting all the information you need to participate on that committee. Thank you for your service on Finance Committee. That brings us to item 8.3, appreciation for Council Member Franco. And I want to express on behalf of all of Council our appreciation to you, Cece. I see your name on the Zoom for your service to the community of Bethel. And we will be mailing you a gold bowl for your service. And that says that the City of Bethel would like to thank you for your dedication and leadership. It has your name on it, Councilmember C.C. Franco, October 2019 through October 2020. Thank you so much, C.C., for your hard work while you are with us here on council. And I really wish you luck on your next adventures. And I would like to open up the floor to any other council members if they wish to say something. Would anyone like to say anything?
Ms. Mayor, this is Perry.
Yes, Councilmember Burr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Cece, I really appreciate your enthusiasm while you were on the council. I really liked your go-get-em attitude when you were on the Finance Committee. I think it provided for some great direction. I'm going to also miss you over at the Bethel Family Clinic. So don't be a stranger. Keep in touch and be safe.
Thank you, Councilmember Barr. And Councilmember Leary, did I hear you get ready to jump in there?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I was just going to say really quickly that it was a pleasure working with you, Cece, and I hope you have fun over in Kodiak, and don't ever forget your time in Bethel. I'm sure you made lots of memories here, and hope you get to come back and visit someday. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Any other council members who wish to say any words of appreciation to our former council member Franco?
I do. This is Henderson.
Yes, Council Member Henderson.
Cece, I'm really sorry. I never actually met you or actually got to sit down and work with you. From the comments so far, I feel I've really missed out on an opportunity. So I want to thank you for everything you've done for the City of Bethel. I'm sure there are many people in our little town here that appreciates everything that you have done. I wanted to wish you luck in your future endeavors. And like Alyssa said, don't forget us.
Thank you, Council Member Henderson. Any other council members?
Hey, this is Vice Mayor Hansen.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yeah, I just want to say, Cece, it was awesome, you know, coming up on council with you last year. And I'm really excited and still looking for, in the future, you to be running for Kodiak City Council. But I know you got to get settled in for a while. But definitely come back and visit us. And, you know, after all of this public emergency clears up and that, and we'll be happy to see you and see what you've been up to. Cool. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Any other council members?
All right. Yeah, sorry.
Oh. Councilmember McCormick, please go ahead.
Yes, Cece, I just wanted to thank you again so much for your service on City Council. I can almost say with certainty, had you not ran, I would have thought this an impossibility. So I'm really thankful that you were on City Council. I remember when you moved out here not too long ago, and it's been really cool to see you sort of make your way in to City Council. And it's a real shame that it seems like Bethel's biggest export and best export is great people like you. It's unfortunate for us that you're leaving, but I'm really excited to see what you go on to do. And Kodiak, I just wanted to thank you again for your service on City Council and also just for being a great friend. So best of luck.
Okay, thank you, Council Member McCormick. And would anyone else like to say anything? All right, that brings us to unfinished business. We had nothing listed under unfinished business, so we're going to move on to new business. The first item under new business passed on the consent agenda, and that was item 10.1, which was the introduction of Ordinance 20-35, amending Chapter 4.04.080 of the Bethel Municipal Code, Budget and Control. And the second reading and public hearing on this ordinance will be considered on November 24th. That brings us to the next item, which is 10.2. That also passed on the consent agenda. That was action memorandum 20-54, appointment of committee and commission and board members, Doug Boyer, to the Public Safety and Transportation Commission. And I want to welcome Doug Boyer and thank Doug for his service on Public Safety and Transportation Commission. The next item on the agenda is 10.3. This item also passed on the consent agenda. This was IM 20-17, which is the presentation of the city's water and sewer services expenditures compared to budget from July 1st, 2020 to October 31st, 2020. Utilities maintenance, wastewater, and wastewater activity report. That was on page 30 of the packet, in case anyone wants to look into that. The next item on the agenda also passed on the consent agenda this evening. This is item 10.4, IM 20-18, CARES Act procurement for lift station improvements project. And then we go down to item 10.5. This item was a personal leave request from the city clerk. This also passed on the consent agenda for November 23rd through 25th. This brings us down to section 11, reports. We're moving on to reports. The first item, 11.1, is the mayor's report. And I wanted to share with council, you received an email about this, and KYUK also wrote a story about this, that I had the opportunity to speak with the governor and his team at the governor's request in meeting with some rural mayors across the state. And City Clerk Strickler listened in on that phone call and discussed some of the City of Bethel's actions that have been taken to protect citizens, and discussed some ideas around rural travel, and specifically one idea that was discussed was increased testing at the airports on the Anchorage, or in the case for other hubs, Fairbanks side of travel. So those were the main highlights there, and I wanted to make sure to share that with all of you. I have nothing else for my report. That brings us to item 11.2, the city manager's report. Interim Manager Williams.
Good evening. So the first thing I'd like to say is I thank everybody that helped out at the mass testing over at YKHC on Saturday, and the employees that came in on their days off, ONC for passing out masks and sanitizer, and so it worked out pretty good, and I'm glad of that. The next thing I'm my report on my planning department was these abandoned cars. Thursday, we have a staff meeting with the departments that will be involved in working on trying to get these cars out of everybody's hair. And it's a kind of a time-consuming process. That's why it hasn't happened. And the goal here is to try to get everybody to work together to so not one department is just responsible for them, and hopefully we do have a new truck. That was another reason for trying to push this. Hopefully the weather stays as it is. The finance department, they started to prepare for the audit. We've actually started to get some to-do lists from the auditors and to provide documentation for their requests, and this is a big part of the audit. So I'm glad that's it was good to see that's underway, because that's another time consuming issue, and it really depends on how smooth that goes, how well the audit goes. I skip to the Dallas project list. They're going to be out here next week. There's been a little bit of a change in trying to get the service agreements signed for the avenues project. The service agreements are trying to get the homeowners to sign up to hook their house up to the main line water and sewer when it's eventually constructed. And they've decided to come out here and be here a month instead of traveling back and forth. Where exactly they'll set up shop and do business with the homeowners isn't quite decided. But sometime next week, I hope that we come up with something so I can report to you on the at the next meeting where that is. That's a really important step. There's 112 service agreements plus, I guess, that need to get signed. So that's going to be challenging. The fire department, this was a work of the former fire chief, receives credit, gets some big credit for this, for a program that will allow for the department to receive 50% of the uncompensated cost of the medical EMS transports from the federal government. Ambulance revenues were approximately $2,770 this month and $19,000 for the year. So in the past, some of these costs that we didn't receive, I mean, when we sent a bill out, we wouldn't receive something that now we can at least get half of those funds reimbursed to us. I put a daily log in here just to, if you have any questions there, there's some more. The fire department. And I'm looking at the, going through the department heads' reports. Notice the grant manager has a lot of work to do to catch up here from his time in the finance department. We've got a lot of grants out there. That's a good thing. The IT, he's currently working on a project here to switch the phones over. One thing he doesn't mention in here, the phone system replacement project update. That's going to be going to this ACS. That's going to save us about $100,000. That was good news to see here. And the planning department's report in the back here where it says planned DOT and PF road construction project. We had some disappointing news concerning the H Marker Lake Road and that the DOT intends to go to court and try to exercise eminent domain over that property that was the Polk Road, I guess that's how everybody knows it. So we're delayed, they figure at least a year and a half on that. But we'll continue to look at doing something else, I hope. Police department is having problems with the staff. We were understaffed and they're currently working on that. Public Works Director, so the utility maintenance, general maintenance, they don't really have anything to say there, I guess. And the incentives program administration duties, this is doing a real good job, I think. That team is really putting their heart into trying to get masks and hand sanitizer working at the airport. I guess one thing on that note was that we were able to close at a cost, but we were able to close most of the restaurants that had for dining in. So we closed, they were still allowed to, the agreement was that they were still allowed to deliver food. And they got that program's it's got about another week to go, and then things will be back to normal. So if anybody's got any questions, I'll gladly answer them.